You're listening to a podcast from 702.
We managed to get through to Binyasa Lesufi, the MEC for Education in Gauteng. MEC, good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well.
Enjoying the morning party.
I am. Thank you, Pani. Thank you, MEC. I shouldn't call you Binyasa on the radio. So you spent time in the Eclipse Great West around the Eldorado Park area yesterday. I know you were doing this IK clinic, but obviously you're looking for a long term solution. Are you expecting classes at Eclipse Great West Secondary today?
Yes, I do. With behind the scenes discussions yesterday, persuading each other with the teacher unions, representative of the community, student leaders, to ensure that everything is in order. What we've said to the community leaders is that the four teachers that have been barred not to come must be allowed to come in. Mm-hmm. And we said to SADU, because your members have been agreed that your members can come back, so there's no need for you to act purely because your members can go back to work. And then we'll be in a position to deal with all other things of governance, because the school governing board has been disbanded. So there's an interim committee that is running. And then we're going to have somebody to preside as a principal from today until we can appoint a new principal. So we believe that we've got a proposal that is on the table that everyone must accept, and we're going to have persuaded each other. And there is a limit for persuasion. But if there's any other person that don't want to accept the compromise process that is on the table, we have no choice but to act, because we have to protect learners that are inside there. We also have to protect learners that are in other schools that might be in danger if we don't resolve this impasse. So we have to move with speed to resolve this impasse, Stephen.
So, MEC, just be clear. Eclipse Great West Secondary, there'll be classes, and SATU's boycott hopefully will be over. There'll be classes as normal in that part of Joburg today.
That's how we hope things will roll out. I'm on my way to the school. In case I'm needed to deal with any other matter, I'll be at school to deal with it immediately. And that's how we believe that things should be should run out and should be respected. But in case something goes pear-shaped, we have no choice to act, and to act immediately. And I'm advising all affected parties. We want to resolve the impasse amicably, but we have a limit. It can't go on like this.
No.
We either have a school or we don't have a school.
Absolutely.
We can't even have it both. So we're persuading them to accept the resolution that is currently on the table.
MEC, if I could ask you, I mean, just very quickly, schools represent our society, and there's a reason that so many of these issues around racial identity, freedom of expression, and I'm talking specifically around uniforms and hair and all sorts of things, they all end up on your desk, as you like. Are you prepared for the next explosion?
Well, we are. We have to. We must not get tired to persuade each other, Steve. We must not get tired to build non-racialism. It's an important thing that we have to embrace. And in the process of building non-racialism, there are those that will believe their race is superior. There are those that will reject the race of other people. If we surrender to those people, we have failed the historic mission of our country and our own existence as a country. So non-racialism is non-negotiable. Any person that confronts non-racialism must be confronted mercilessly, because we can persuade and persuade, but we have a limitation of persuasion.
Binyasa Lesufi, sir, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. The MEC for Education in Gauteng.